Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 18:1. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You may ask God for wisdom, but do not expect the wave of a heavenly wand over your head to fill you with wisdom. James says, if you lack wisdom, you must ask of God, but God answers your request according to His word. He does not go outside the bounds He has established. You can count on this principle. God is not capricious, whimsical, or fickle. God does not expect you to guess how to get wisdom, nor does He promote trial and error methods. God is good, and He provides the way to get wisdom to those interested. He does not force wisdom. He does not cheapen wisdom in order to increase market share and therefore increase demand. He does not reduce the price of the product to get more sales. God is careful to provide all things needed by His children. This proverb is one of His provisions, as it provides us with a prescription for getting wisdom. That prescription starts with an investment called desire. God only gives wisdom to those with desire. The word desire in the Hebrew indicates a longing of a delight. It approaches the word lust in the English, not in the evil sense, but in the sense of extending and reaching, expanding, stretching, or an eagerness to possess. God does not give wisdom to the apathetic, the careless, the detached, the unconcerned, or the superficial person. Wisdom is too valuable to waste on the unconcerned. It would be as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. It is unbecoming to a fool. So the first principle for getting wisdom is wanting it. You have to long for it as you would long for the most pleasing delight of life. As Proverbs 7:4 tells us, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Wisdom is to be desired as a loved one. Wisdom is to be welcomed into the family. Secondly, dedication is required. Sacrifice of other things for the benefit of knowing wisdom is a must. Oneself must be separated in order to be dedicated to the pursuit of wisdom. There is a seek ye first priority in the matter. The man or woman's want-to must be strong enough to permit a separation from all hindrances, strong enough to separate from companions that distract from this effort, strong enough to separate from entertainments or amusements or even studies of interesting subjects that do not promote this effort. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. Again, Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. While in the Navy in Da Nang, Vietnam, not being involved in combat, I would purchase anything I desired in the exchange. However, this freedom was not given to the Marines. They were not allowed to purchase stereos or televisions that would hinder their ability to travel fast and light, or to engage the enemy. They were to be separated from those niceties, those things that entangle them from performing their duty. They were to be separated from things that might take attention from their important mission. So we are to desire wisdom with a longing, with a holy lust, with an eagerness to possess or enjoy. Secondly, we are to separate ourselves to the task, forsaking those things that hinder, that foil, that frustrate, that hamper, and obstruct us from realizing wisdom. And thirdly, we are to seek and intermeddle. We are to be seekers, and we are to be meddlers with all wisdom. The word seek, as used in this proverb, means to search out, to strive after. It is an active seeking. It is the seeking that Jesus told us to do in Matthew when He said, seek, and ye shall find. You have perhaps looked for something without finding it. The seeking in this proverb is not that kind of seeking. This kind of seeking is seeking that brings results. It is seeking that results in finding. It is successful seeking because it involves intermeddling. Intermeddling is from the root word which comes from the word obstinate. It means being stubborn. It means pertinaciously adhering to an opinion or purpose. It means being fixed in resolution. It means unyielding or not easily subdued or removed. It means being like a bulldog whose mouth is attached to someone's anatomy and won't let go. It is like Jacob wrestling with the angel of the Lord and saying, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." It is like getting constantly in the way of wisdom so that wisdom is forever bumping into you and you won't get out of the way. You are stubborn. You are obstinate about it. You wrestle until wisdom says, "Uncle." So how do you get wisdom? You first long for it. You ask for it with desire. Next, you separate yourself to it. You forsake those things that hinder you from it. Then you must seek it in such a way that finding it is guaranteed. And finally, you get in the way of wisdom. You don't let it out of your life. You stubbornly stick to it with a firm and fixed resolution. Do you think that God will not honor such faith?
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.